Hi, this is Leah from Creative Every Day, and I am here with the fabulous Chris Zeidel, who is an artist and teacher of intuitive painting. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Leah. It's so good to be here with you today.
Could you start out by just telling us a bit about yourself?
Okay. I live in California. I live in the Bay Area, and that's where I have my studio, and that's where I teach my classes, a lot of my classes, although I also teach classes in different parts of the country, but a lot of what I do is here in Northern California. I have a business that I call Creative Juices Arts, and what that business encompasses is my classes, my workshops, my retreats. I also offer weekly classes, and I do women's groups, and then I'm also an astrologer, so that's another thing that I help people around their creativity through my astrological practice, and then I also work with people individually, you know, kind of doing coaching or, you know, counseling or support, you know, supporting people to be more creative. So, and then my painting classes I call Painting from the Wild Heart. So that's kind of the business end of it. And then me, I'm 57 years old. I've been married for about 15 years to a wonderful man who's also an artist. We live in an art studio, which is really cool. I don't know. I guess that's it.
That sounds like a wonderful, wonderful life, Chris.
It is. It's really cool. I feel so grateful. And one of the things that makes me so happy is that every day when I go to work, my office is an art studio.
Yeah,
you know what that's like.
Yeah, I do, and I love it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoy painting in intuitive fashion, but I'm curious what it is about intuitive painting that you really love.
Well, the thing that I love about it, I think, the most is the freedom, you know, because one of the things, like, I don't have any, like traditional art training, you know, I didn't start out like going to art school or taking art classes. In fact, the very first class that I ever took was an intuitive painting class in terms of art. It was actually the first and the last painting class I ever took was an intuitive painting. And the thing that I loved about it was the freedom. You know, it was the freedom to just do whatever I wanted and to kind of let things happen without feeling like I had to do it in a particular way, or I had to worry about there being a right way or a wrong way, and I was never really interested in learning any rules about painting. Like, that was never something I didn't want somebody telling me what to do. And so I just really love that whole experience of being able to be free, and also it's a way for me to have a conversation with myself. So I sometimes when I start painting, I don't really know what's going on, you know, with me. Or I might have an inkling about what's happening, but when I do the process, when I do the painting process, it can really give me a lot of information about what's happening with me, you know, at this point in my life, or, you know, what's going on with me at any given moment. And that's also really fun. You know, I really enjoy that too.
You know, it's funny, I did go to art school, but as soon as I graduated, first I just had to take a break. I think all the voices of teachers were just so loud in my head that I needed a break. But after that, the first thing I wanted to do was look into intuitive painting, and I ended
really?
Up taking sorts of intuitive painting classes. And I think the lack of judgment part,
yes.
The no-judgment part was so important to me to get back into it.
Yep.
Because I think that's the way I naturally create art anyway, just sort of, you know, just flowing and, you know, connecting to what's going on with me way. But the style of being taught in that intuitive painting style was really helpful for me to just let go of all those niggling voices in my head.
Exactly, right. Well, it takes, the other thing I really love about it is that, I never know what's going to happen next. You know, that's part of it. You know, I mean, there's a whole thing where I jump into it, and I don't really know where it's going to take me. So it's kind of like being on an adventure in a certain way. You know, it takes me on a ride, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm coming at it from a more kind of a structured approach, then I'm planning it, you know, like, oh, I'm going to paint about this, you know. And I don't really approach my painting in that way at all. I just kind of sit down with a piece of paper and the paint, and I just start moving the brush, and I see what shows up, you know. And I'm oftentimes really surprised, like, oh, so that's what's going on, you know.
Yeah, I like the surprise factor. That's exciting.
it's exciting, and it's like being taken on a journey, you know. It's like being taken on this little trip, again, where you really don't know where it's going and where you're going to end up, and it can be a little scary sometimes because you're like, oh, you know, now what's happening? And you don't always like it. You know, I mean, that's another thing. You know, sometimes people will come into my classes and they think they have to like everything that they're painting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's not about whether you like it or not. And I often tell them it's kind of like when you go on a journey, you know, like there's certain, you're going to have all kinds of experiences and some of them are going to feel good and some of them are not going to feel so good, but they're all really valuable and they're all part of the, they're all part of the excitement and all part of the journey, you know, of going someplace, you know, new and different. And then the other thing, too, like you said, about the, it really works with helping to let go of the voices in your head, because it's, the other thing I really like about it is it brings you in the present moment, where you have to just really be there with the paint and the color and not thinking. And then it just kind of allows you to, you know, let go of a lot of that stuff that's going on in your head, which makes you crazy for the most part.
Yeah, it feels good to let go of all the thinking stuff going on and
mm-hmm.
just create from this other place inside you that doesn't think in words.
Right.
You know, that's
exactly.
So what would you say to someone? A lot of people are like, okay, what is this intuitive painting thing? Like, how do I start? So what would you say to someone wanting to try out creating an intuitive fashion?
Well, I think that, you know, like one of the things that I really encourage people to do when they come to my classes, especially if they don't know how to begin, is I always tell them, I have them get the paints and the paper and get everything all set up, and then I say, okay, pretend you're 4 years old. You know, really just pretend that you're a child, and here you are, you know, with these delicious colors and these brushes and this paper, and just start to play. So, and that always works, you know, because one of the things that people, when they come to my classes, the biggest, when somebody calls me about one of my classes or workshops, the biggest concern that a lot of people have is, what happens if I stand in front of the piece of paper and nothing happens, you know?
Yeah.
And nothing comes out of me, which has never, ever, ever, ever happened. You know, once people get the permission to just, you know, do whatever it is that they want to do, then they're off to the races, you know. But again, it helps them to kind of let go of all of those adult expectations that they're supposed to do it the right way, or they're supposed to even know what they're doing if I encourage them just to be four. So that's one of the things that I would, you know, encourage people if they want to start doing intuitive painting on their own, is to, you know, not take it seriously, you know,
mm-hmm.
really see it as a as an opportunity to just kind of play, you know, and goof off.
Play is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a good thing.
Yeah. It just loosens you up if you can approach things from this place of play, and it's another way you can surprise yourself.
Exactly, exactly, right, that's right. Yeah, because it's really the adult part of us that, you know, wants to kind of do it the right way, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we learn that it's not safe just to trust ourselves, just to trust our own kind of spontaneous impulses. And as when we're children, you know, we haven't really developed as many of those prohibitions. I mean, it actually starts pretty young where we do learn all of those lessons, you know. But in really young children, you know, if you give them, you know, some art supplies, they just start, you know, jumping in and doing it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. So how do you think painting in this way helps people in other areas of their life?
Well, I think it really helps in so many ways. It helps to, you know, people to, again, to trust themselves. I mean, one of the things that when people have been painting with me for a long time, one of the things that that they'll start talking about is they'll maybe have a situation in their life that they're dealing with, you know. And they'll often say something like, you know, if this were a painting, how would I approach this? And what they mean by that is that when they're painting something, when they're painting from their intuition, they're trusting their own internal guidance. You know, they're trusting their intuitive process. One of the things I ask people to do is to think about or to keep their focus on following their energy. You know, following what it is that really speaks to them, following what it is that feels really good in any given moment. You know, and again, in our lives as adults, we are not encouraged to do that. You know, we're encouraged to think about it beforehand. Like, well, you want to do something that makes sense, and you don't want to kind of just do something, you don't want to follow your heart necessarily. You know, and in the intuitive painting process, it's all about that. It's all about following your heart, following your gut, following your intuition, you know, following the energy, following what really feels good to you, knowing what you want, you know, really getting in touch with what it is that you really want. And so you can start to transfer some of those, some of that way of being with yourself, you know, into your life, you know, where you can think about, like, well, if you have a decision to make or there's something, you know, a dilemma that you're facing, and if you ask yourself, where's the juice for me, you know, where's the energy for me, what is it that is going to really make my heart sing, you know, and pay attention to that, then you make decisions coming from that place. And that's one of the bigger things that I see that people, you know, get from it. And the other thing that I talk about a lot in terms of this approach is practicing what I call radical self-acceptance, which is learning how to accept, you know, from a place of compassion everything that comes out of you on the paper, so that you're not judging it, that you're not, you know, getting rid of anything, you're not destroying anything, you're just allowing things to come out of you the way that they want to come out of you, and loving that and accepting that. And so that's another thing that happens in people's lives too, where they start to be more compassionate towards themselves, and then they start to be less judgmental of themselves, which is really cool.
Yeah, and that's so important, you know, in the way that you create and just in general, you're trusting yourself, and, you know, that still small inner voice within you, getting connected with that is really, really, that's a really beautiful thing.
It is. It really is. And like, you know, it's a way of really listening to yourself. You know, it's a way of putting your own, I mean, again, that inner voice, you know, again, that voice of your heart, that voice of your intuition, putting that first. You know, having that be the thing that you operate from in your life rather than what you think you should be doing or what everybody is telling you is the right way to approach something, you know. It's really operating from that place of what's core for you, what's essential for you, you know, kind of operating from your own center. You know, and so people get much more confident in themselves. They get much more, they develop a sense of being grounded. It also allows them to have better boundaries in their lives, you know, because it's the kind of thing where it helps them to learn how to say yes to what they really want to say yes to and say no, and to say no to what they don't want in their lives. You know, so I see it really helping people to develop a very strong sense of themselves by painting in this way.
Yeah. And so you have an upcoming retreat. And where and when is this retreat?
So I have a week-long retreat that's coming up in January. It's January 16th to the 22nd, and it's in Northern California, in the wine country of Napa Valley, outside of a town called Calistoga. And it's going to be 6 days. And so what we'll be doing there is, it's out in the country, so it's out in this really beautiful part of Northern California, and there's all kinds of trees and creeks and animals, and it's very peaceful and it's very beautiful. And there's this huge studio that's filled with lights, and there'll be all kinds of paints, and we'll be dancing and moving every day before we paint and create, and we'll be painting every day for like 5 or 6 hours. And then we also create a community. We create a really strong sense of supportive community with each other as, you know, as creative beings, you know, there at the workshop. We get to eat really good food, we get to rest, and, you know, just have a lot of fun.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
That's awesome. And where can people find out more about you, Chris?
You can go to my website, which is www.creativejuicesarts.com. And, you know, there's a lot of information on there about me and the workshops and the upcoming retreats and, you know, a lot of other things that I do. I have a blog, you know, so I have a lot of different articles and things that I've written about, you know, different aspects of the creative process. So that's the place that you can find me.
Beautiful. And I'll link to this at the bottom of the blog post where I share this interview as well so people can find you out easily.
Great.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me today, Chris. That was wonderful.
Thanks, Leah. It was really fun. Thanks, sweetie.